USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to pass President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer dismisses criticism that the bill is a Democrat wish list.
75% of the American people want this. 55% of the Republicans want it. And, you know, we'll have a job in the next few weeks. Joe Biden, our caucus, the House, letting the American people know all the important parts of this bill. But this is what they asked for, plain and simple.
The vote was on party lines. The House should pass the revised bill sometime next week. The Biden administration is lifting the COVID-19 capacity cap in shelters that house migrant children at the border. They're trying to handle the surge of illegal immigration at the southern border with Mexico. Many of the children coming across are unaccompanied minors. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
On the final day of his visit to Iraq, Pope Francis has prayed for those killed in Iraq's wars against the haunting backdrop of the ruins of four demolished churches in the northern city of Mosul.
Grazie all'Arcivescovo Najib Michael per le sue parole di benvenuto. Al Signor Utaiba Akka per le loro toccanti testimonianze.
Francis inaugurated a memorial to the dead as a white dove was released as a sign of peace. He prayed, "If God is the God of life, for so he is, then it is wrong for us to kill our brothers and sisters in his name." ISIS captured the city in the summer of 2014 and ruled according to its brutal interpretation of the Islamic law. When Iraqi and international forces liberated the city, thousands of citizens were killed in the fighting. The Vatican is hoping to uplift Iraq's Christians despite decades of war. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Ohio University has suspended a frat after a hazing incident has left a pledge in critical condition. USA's Dan Naraki reports.
Bowling Green State University has placed its chapter of Pi Kappa Alpha on suspension after a student was hospitalized in an alcohol-related incident. An attorney for the family of 20-year-old Stone Fultz says he is alive while his family works with doctors to donate his organs, and that the hazing incident involved a large amount of alcohol consumed in a short period of time. The university says it's working with law enforcement to investigate the off-campus incident. In a statement, the national chapter of the fraternity said it had a zero-tolerance policy towards hazing of any kind, saying the incident left officials horrified and outraged. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Attorneys for former President Trump have sent cease and desist letters to the Republican National Committee, the National Republican Congressional Committee, and the National Republican Senatorial Committee, which raise money and shape messaging for the midterm elections and beyond. All three committees have referenced Trump in recent emails asking for donations to increase their coffers as they work to win back control of Congress in midterm elections. On Friday, the RNC sent two fundraising emails asking those who consider themselves President Trump's most loyal supporters to virtually sign the official Trump thank you card. Politico also noted that Trump has been angry that those groups have used his name to support Republicans who voted to impeach him earlier this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.